Hi, everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, and it's the 24th of January, 2018, and we'll clear the date to see if anything is creeping up upon you from the past. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll energize the light being on your monitor screen, bringing you peace energy. And kind of along with an energy of maybe hope energy, sort of, and energy to be here in the now, along with the, you know, the peace energy. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have an incident happening, we'll clear that for you. Here we go. Get you off that one timeline. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so Michelle, I'll put you on here. Go ahead.
Okay, hi, and welcome everybody to the Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Radio Show. And we have a lot of good emails in there. If you want to email us more, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can go on the fast chat on the front page of the website, and that will be anonymous. And we have some good questions. As always, thank you to all the listeners. So I'm just going to dive right in and see what we got here. We have one that says, this is about staying on the timeline of 2017. It says, wow. Stayed at December 31st, like Ron mentioned we could do. It sure is peaceful and quiet here. You could sense the tension and craziness on the 1st as the timeline makers transferred their attention to the new year. Last year, I didn't move forward until March. Thank you, Ron, for these wonderful and powerful tools. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. March. Very good.
Yeah, so good. All right. This next one is regarding, they just want to know where to find a certain clearing, and the name of it is Dark Side Practitioner. So if you type in Dark Side, all one word, under search, the website, it says search for a healing. If you type in Dark Side, that one will come up, and that's a really good one to have.
So well, I'm just wondering also, it starts off with mind control. So you might, I don't know if mind control will get it or not, but it is mind control that the dark side practitioner is doing to you.
Okay? Right.
So they're using their mind to affect your mind and to numb you out. That's about what it is. Or to get you to do things that they want you to do. So they're putting a spell on you with all the words that you know. You know, if you think about the word spelling, you're getting spells with your words. So be very careful. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, that is interesting. Yes. Okay, very fascinating. Spelling. Never really thought about it that way. Okay, so and then the next one, Ron, somebody just wants you to explain what the set sequence, timing, body clearing is. So that set sequence.
Okay. That clearing is used to bring you current into the now with your past. So it connects your spirit in the now with you throughout your life. And that's what it's for. So it puts everything back into sync so your spirit is with you from the past. That's what it's for.
Yeah, like your life will be what it was meant to be.
Yeah, well, if your spirit's not with you, then it can't help you. And it surely cannot do any type of energetic healing with you. you want to get your spirit with you online. And I guess the word healing is maybe not the right word to use, because people think that it's black and white. My spirit's with me to heal me. Well, it can heal you, but how long is it going to take it? Okay, because it's very weak and disempowered. But if you don't have it, you have no healing. And if it's with you, it may take it a month to keep working with you, because it has situations with it where it's not whole and complete, and you're just using a small percentage of your spirit. If we were talking about your spirit being fully embodied in you, then it would do instantaneous healings on you. But we all know that is the case. So using the word healing, people think that, yeah, I can just command my spirit to heal me. Well, first of all, if there's any pain involved, it's not even going to touch you, because it's out of your body. So your spirit could probably be more effective to help you from the past, because you're not dealing with a painful situation in the present moment. So it could probably work better healing your past than it would be a current situation that you have come into. So I guess that's the way I would say that. There's just because of the energies here and your spirit not being whole and complete the way it was on your initial incarnation here. So back to you.
Okay. Good. Well, I have done that one, and it's very, very good. It did seem that, gosh, I don't know how to say it, just that how things were supposed to be is how they became eventually, and it was better, and of course more peaceful. Okay. So let's find another one here. Okay. We have a couple questions here, but I believe that it has been resolved already, so I'm just going to move on to other things. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I have been following Ron for almost 2 months now, doing the clearings, listening to the BBS shows, and feeling so much better in every way. I've noticed the last month or so that I am no longer compelled to take my daily vitamins and supplements. They are redundant and unnecessary now. Also, I'm not so fussy about my food choices, and I'm feeling good in spite of that. Based on what I've learned the last few months, our physical issues are spiritually based, and Ron's clearings are far more effective than anything we can do on a physical level. It would be great to eliminate these supplements if they are indeed unnecessary. Ron, can you comment on that?
Well, that's kind of a hard one, because you might need something with the supplements. You'd probably want to ask your body if you need it or not, and kind of, get out of the mental realm of having it, or maybe the financial price on what they are. If they're doing you good, then, you might as well keep doing that. But ask your body what's what. I have people asking me off and on, I have this situation going on with my body, and I have a prescription by the doctor, and can I get off of it now because I'm doing clearings? And I can't say yes to get off of that. You need to connect with your body and find out what happens if you are off of it. Ask the doctor. So it's all your personal choice on what that would be. So back to you.
Okay, very good. All right, so there have been some changes on the website, and one of them, somebody was looking at the baptism barcode. So it just now counts down as per your age or the time that you're clearing. So if you've done your age and you're doing it by the day. It does not have a space for special information such as the church or the priest that did the event. Is that okay, Ron? Is everything cleared with that just by counting down?
Yeah, because it works with your baptism. So, yes, it's fine. You don't need to put anything additional in there because it's working with the energy of having probably your spirit stolen from you or having a barcode put on it and maybe other things. So, you know, you're not running it over again like on a limited version of a whole lifetime clearing where you're trying to stay present with that, because that the baptism happened when you were born or you know, after that, you know, at a certain age. So you want to just get that off of you. And you may feel your body shift a lot during that process. Oh, back to you. Yes, so just do it one time, and that's all that you're needed to do.
Okay. All right, good. Well, that makes it easy. All right, thank you. Okay, so someone's wondering about, you know how sometimes we set up a clearing and then we set up our photo in front of it and then we go do our thing so that the light beings have something to connect with. But this person's wondering, I have a picture in front of my monitors when I'm not there. They're not pics of me that are recent. They're sometimes a few months old. Will they still work, or should I take a picture more frequently or even every day and put it in front of the monitor?
That's a very good question. I think 90% would be fine with whatever you put there. Maybe you may get a 10% additional energy with the current photo. The reason why I'm saying that is what timeline or what energy. Remember, each month has a different energy. So let's say that you have a picture from last year, which was 2017. Well, we're already on a different timeline situation in 2018. So the picture may not connect to you fully as you're on this more current timeline. So by having a current picture of you, you may be able to get more energy directly to you because it's not necessarily, you know, searching and looking for you from your past. Let's say you had a 10-year-old picture. So it's still going to connect to you, but just think how many of those timelines and how many months the energy has changed. Every month is a different energy. And it'll still work, but it may not be as effective as you'd want it to be because of the timeline. So that's kind of the way I would address that. A current picture, I would say, would be better. And with the technologies now we have, you could probably click it on your phone and then maybe, you know, get it printed out or something from your computer. So that's what I would suggest doing. Kind of get a more current picture of you. And in fact, you know, maybe do it if you really want to see if it works differently. You may want to get a picture of yourself every month that's current in the month that you're in and just see if the picture from last month and the new month is the same energy. It'll probably be a little different because you're living in each month's energy. Well, back to you.
Okay, that's a great idea. I think it might come down to getting ink to put in your printer so that you can have a photo, you know, a colored photo or whatever. And as many of you may have found out, that can be inexpensive these days to do it yourself. Okay, so good. We have two things that came in. I don't know if they're from the same person, but they seem to be dealing with the loving it out of your life method. So they're saying a rephrase is basically make peace with it. So then somebody had a question, and the question was basically, okay, So how would that work exactly if what I'm dealing with is obesity or being overweight? Do I say I love my obesity, or do I say I feel fat and uncomfortable? Which one of those would be considered love it out of your life?
Well, you start off as I love being overweight. That's the first thing. And then what's the consequences on it, okay? So what does that mean to you that brings up fear about you being overweight? Are you not going to see people? Are people going to, you know, look at you and shun you because you're overweight? Are they going to laugh at you? You know, whatever that energy is that you're dealing with, the way it makes you feel and what you're missing in your life because of it. So that's kind of the way it is. You know, I could give an example like of cancer. So you first say, I love my cancer, okay? So what does that mean to you? Is it a death sentence? Typically it could be. So then you can say, well, I'm afraid of dying. Maybe you have a dog or cat that you like a lot. I'm afraid of dying and losing my cat. I'm afraid who's going to take care of my cat. Maybe you're involved with family members a lot, so you could be afraid of, not being able to see your family members maybe in a year, you know, because the doctor gave you that information that what you have, most people die in a year, so now you're afraid of death, and you're afraid of, you know, the situations. Maybe you're afraid of all the pain that it could cause you. So that's what you put in there, is, you know, how that's going to look to you and the way it makes you feel. And you could have to do it 10 times. Maybe you got one issue right now that's really, pushing your button. So you put that issue in of how it's making you feel, how you're experiencing, you know, your situation. And then you do that, another one could pop up, and you do it all over again. Remember, the strongest energy, maybe a fear, is going to come up first. And then you have the next strongest. So you keep clearing it out of you until you feel like you're empty of all those judgments that you're putting upon yourself. And then you're going to realize that, wow, remember we talked about spelling. So how could a word like cancer, with those different letters in it, have all this power over you? So that's the basic thing. When you get done, you should be, like I say, be at oneness with it, or it shouldn't bother you at all, because you're not going to be able to do any healing on yourself when you put enough energy blockages, which would be your fear and anxiety and whatever else you're going through, to get a healing, you know? So another way of looking at it, you have your doctor's appointment for whatever, and they do some testing on you, and then they call you in the next month, and the doctor says, okay, you better sit down here. We got some news for you. Right away, you break out in a cold sweat because you got this lump, and the doctor goes, well, you have cancer. And right away, you feel like throwing up, and you wonder what you did wrong in your life to cause cancer, and oh dear, how did I manifest that? What kind of thoughts did I have to manifest my cancer? And oh dear, I have cancer. And now you're kind of shaking, and you're listening to the doctor's words, but I can't remember a thing. And he goes, well, yeah, you know, people who have your type of cancer, remember, you got cancer. It's not like, you know, you have cancer, this little thing of cancer, and it's no big deal. Or he goes, you know, you got the perfect specimen of cancer. This is the greatest cancer that I've ever seen in my life, and this one's going to kill you. And, you know, most people who have this perfect cancer dies in 6 months. So right away now you're about ready to throw up or pass out. And so you leave the office completely disempowered because the fear took you over. And so now you can't sleep at night, and you're worrying about, gee, you know, maybe I should have taken that one day off a week at my job, and I've been working there for 40 years, and I didn't take the day off, and I could have done that, and I could have had a little better life, you know, going to do something that I really wanted to do, and now I'm stuck, and I can't do that. So that's what you kind of put down is, you know, what's your buttons there? And get rid of those buttons, because you're not going to be able to have, you know, your spirit energy happening to you to help heal you, because you're now paralyzed. You need to get rid of that energy. And that's what this clearing that you can do, you know, on yourself will help to do it. It'll start bringing up all those issues. Like I said, you may first do one, and then another one could pop up. And so when you do it, you should have a friend with you. So as you say it out loud, maybe for 2 or 3 hours, some people are very mental, and they're not getting into the body energy. The mental just keeps looping on you, and you wonder why you're saying something that sounds stupid to you, that you like having this cancer, you know, that you manifested, okay, it happened somehow, and you gave it life force energy. And so you think it's stupid to say this. And eventually, you know, when you finally break down and get now into the emotions and get into your cellular memory, which you were blocking with your mental body before, once you get into there, now you can start doing some work on yourself. And then, you know, also see what other clearings, whole life and clearings we have on the website, but just doing this one process is going to help you. And what I didn't say last time is once you finally hit rock bottom and you're crying, and then you're going to be probably crying, laughing, and giggling because how stupid it was that you believed that this thing's going to take you out, you know? So after you do that and you feel fine with it, and you can say the word cancer and not have your body react to it, that's where you want to get. Then at that point, you can now tell the cancer that you have in your body to die. Because now you're empowered and you have control over it. And that's basically it. So the first thing is where you are with it, what your condition is, you know. Going a little sideways, but it's still the same thing. Maybe you lost your job 3 months ago, you know. And so the landlord person, you know, that you're renting from, And there's a song about that. I think maybe George Thorogood or something made it about, you know, not having rent money. It's kind of a cute song, you know, quite a while ago. But anyway, you might remember it, Michelle. But anyway, so all of a sudden you don't have rent money. And so you go, oh, you know, I don't have rent money. So what's that going to do? Well, I'm going to lose my apartment, lose my living condition. So now, and you've been looking for a job for a long time, but your billboard is now messed up because, you know, people read you as like, you know, not a good person because you don't have rent money. So you put down, you know, I don't have money. And what's the outcome of that? I'm going to lose my house or lose my apartment. And, you know, that's the first issue. Or gee, you know, I can't eat the way I like to. Or, you know, next thing would be, you know, I don't like eating out of trash cans, you know, something like that. And so you keep finding out what's going to be bothering you with your situation, and you keep clearing it and clearing it and clearing it so that you can be free of it. And then now you're empowered because you're in neutral. You got rid of the judgment, and now you probably get a job. You probably find some money. Other than that, you're pushing it away from yourself because you're on that downhill spiral of being paralyzed and suffering. So back to you.
Okay, excellent. Very good explanation. So that would go for being overweight as well, so whatever issue you're actually dealing with. And then another person wrote in and they mentioned if your issue is overweight, to put that in the psychic billboard. And you can let go of that from the past and also into the future too.
Yep, that's good.
Okay, we got another one. Saying the affirmation about obesity, not just saying it, do you recommend doing the clearing while bringing up your mental and emotional angst? Own it, but clear it too. And what about timeline crashes for this?
Yeah, everything is timeline. So you want to crash that. So just the fact that you're asking about, you know, being overweight, so the answer's, you know, in the question. So that means that you're not secure with being overweight. And is it because of what you were told or what your thoughts are about being overweight? Or is it something external with people judging you for being overweight? So after you do that affirmation a bunch of times, then you really shouldn't care if you're overweight or not, but you're still a choice to choose if you want to change, well, to say your eating habits, if that's the case. You know, it could be something else entirely different, but, you know, maybe you have a thyroid problem or something. I won't get into all that other stuff like that, but maybe by clearing it out, now you can focus on a way to heal your situation. Because when you're involved in, you know, that big bowl of soup and, you know, you're drowning in it, you can't really see an outcome that could benefit you. So by either doing clearings or this one that you can do yourself, all of a sudden you may have a way to help yourself once you clear away the energy that's keeping you in judgment and fear and anxiety. So if you are planning to do that, then by all means, I would definitely do those two clearings too. Fear and anxiety, they're two separate clearings, whole lifetime ones. And then, you know, what else is there? Do you think you're betraying yourself? Well, we got a betrayal clearing. Maybe besides the thyroid, maybe you just like eating food because it's comforting you. Maybe you're eating it because you have heartache from a relationship in the past, and so you're having this emotional food to make you feel better. We got a heartache clearing. So, you know, everybody has been dealt a different deck of cards, and you got to figure out where you are in your life and why you're having this situation. Because if you felt fine with being overweight, obesity, you wouldn't be asking this question. So something's bothering you about it, okay? And you need to get down to the situation to where you can love yourself. I hate to use that word, but love yourself the way you are and not have judgment on yourself. So back to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's basic. But you know what? It really works because it seems like basic knowledge, but it is a little more tricky to do, and everybody has to do it because it's the only thing that really works is to feel good about yourself and to not have any problems with yourself, basically. Okay, so somebody was wondering, and I noticed this on the website today, it says, are you doing the LA conferences like so that people can hear you on the phone while you're doing your talks?
Yeah, I can do that. So, yeah.
Okay, so that, it, you know, may change. It depends if you're going to decide to charge something or whatever, but that information will be forthcoming. So, what we're talking about is that Ron's going to be doing the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles from February 9th to the 12th. And then he has a couple of others coming up. I'll just give you those dates, too. So the other dates are going to be the New Life Expo, and that's in New York, and that's March 16th to the 18th. And then also the New Living Expo in San Mateo, and that's April 27th to the 29th. And Ron is still accepting photos. If you want to have your photo in the light chamber for those three conferences that are coming up, it's only $200. If you do them separately, it would be $300. So it's a good deal to have your photo sent to him for $200. And you just email him your photo, and then they print them up, and then they're always in there. Okay, and so that's going to cover the next several months.
So, and if you do yourself, and if you happen to have a goldfish or a dog or cat or something, then you can send, you know, the pictures of those along with your own picture of you. So back to you.
Okay. Well, Ron, you may not remember, but I believe it was last Friday, you did some clearings on different types of death that people may have experienced. And one of those was hanging. So we have a testimonial that says, when Ron was doing the numerous clearings, the many hanging ones, I felt so peaceful. And it was as if it was finished. In other words, it felt that I was cleared of those hangings. I even found myself laughing as he was doing the clearings. Wow.
Yeah, I'd say for you that rope, that, yeah, that clearing, what would I say, extricated you from that process that you've been probably, you know, dealing with for your whole life, not knowing what it was. So, yeah, that can't happen that way. Normally, you would have to go probably back in and do like a special clearing to complete it. But for that person who wrote that email in, I would say, yeah, you're done with that clearing. What I cleared away from you, finished it. So you're good. And you know that because you're, you know, as your own comment was, that you were laughing. And so you know that you got rid of it, and it wasn't that serious any longer for you. So, back to you.
Okay. So, now, there's another email, and I'm not quite sure what they're referring to, and I think that they're questioning what they're referring to, but it's a bit of a testimonial as well. It says, what was the clearing you did about a half hour ago? Approximately, you had us twist and walk around. Okay, so let me check the date. That was January 22nd. Okay, so I guess that was on Monday. It says about half hour in, my brain felt like it opened up energetically in the back of my head. It was like a door opened up and closed. What was that? Was it from Saturday's call or a continuation of that, which was the brain clearing? What makes one's head feel that way? It felt very good, very unusual. I have had a lot of headaches lately, previous to having that done. Okay, so I believe I listened, and I honestly cannot remember. So
maybe we can have a listener let us know what we did, you know, then. You know, so
yeah
it's hard to say what, you know, I have no clue what it was. And I guess the question, too, was what I did on Monday, did it relate to maybe the weekend conference calls? You know, I don't know on that one. So, back to you. The reason why I don't know is because I'm not on the energy of duality. I'm not living there any longer. So, let me put it another way. What I used to do, doing healings on people like on VBS, somebody would call in and say, Ron, you know, I got a headache. Can you help me out with this here? And I get emails the same way. Can you help me with this, that, and the other? Well, at this moment, all I can do is direct energy to you from source energy. I'm not going to, you know, or I can't come into your duality patterns of what you're living, you know, like come into your little canoe with you and to put some energy your way inside of that canoe. I don't work that way any longer. So all I can do is empower you, because the energy has to go into you for the clearings and healing. And so I'm out of that loop now. I'm not there to run energy into anybody when from the earth, which would be the old earth that's in duality. I'm not stepping into duality to help you. I can't do that. So all I can do is, if you say, Ron, I got a headache, what can I do with that? The first thing I'd probably ask you is say, well, what have you done to help yourself? And you might say, well, I haven't done anything. I want you to fix me. Well, I don't do that. Okay, I'm not going to run energy into you. You need to, you know, you should say, well, Ron, I did this clearing and that clearing. And, you know, hopefully you got the unlimited if you got the clearings. Maybe you got a pain clearing and you have headaches, so you wanted to get that. So hopefully you have unlimited. And I say, okay, well, put on the pain clearing, and I will direct energy to you through the pain clearing to help you. Okay? And so that way you're getting source energy to you. I'm transmitting it to you from the new earth, and I'm not going into the old earth of duality to do anything with you, because I can't do that any longer. So it's up to you to be there and to self-empower yourself so that you're able to have the energy directed to you. And that's the way I'm working. So hopefully that should make sense to you. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Ron, this may, because of what you were just speaking about, may not be something you can really comment on, but do you have any opinion of stem cells? Is this the light's original blueprint that created us? People want to use them to help heal themselves now, like heal their bodies. Is this necessary?
I don't have any comment on that.
Okay.
I know that when we did the clearing for your placenta, they were probably using that here, you know, that life force energy, which could go maybe to anybody. But, you know, I'm not going to comment on that because that's not, you know, what I'm looking at to do to help people. You know, the next question would be, well, Ron, can you send me some new stem cells to help me out? No, I don't do that. So you would just need to find out what clearings you need to release the stuff out of you that's internal, and then your spirit can help you heal. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, and somebody is wondering if you could please explain the space clearing. What does it do exactly, and what's getting cleared?
Well, it's taken away energies that would be of non-light. So we say it's taking away darkness energies. Stated in another way, so this is the location space clearing. So it's taking away your judgments and thoughts that are in the room that is harming you. So that's probably the easiest way to say that. And you've all known, you know, going someplace in your life where you went into a room or a location and it felt just awful to you and you kind of ran out screaming because you got all this bad energy. Well, that's what's happening. So, you know, if you're in a room that is very busy, a lot of mental stuff, that will bring you into the mental realm. So when you clear it out, it'll become peaceful to you. You know, if you're in a room, let's just talk about a setting in a hospital. Maybe you're a nurse listening, and you're going, boy, yeah, you know, I'm in the operating room, and there's a lot of mental energy there, and, you know, the room's being used off, you know, continuously, probably throughout the day, we'll say. So maybe you have five operations going on in a day in that room, and maybe two people died that day. Well, when you go into that room to help out, you're dealing with death energies. And so that's attaching to you, just like entities do. And so a room like that is going to be full of everything. So you'd want to clear that room out so that it's peaceful. Remember, you know, if the doctor's, say, operating on somebody or working with them, and they walk into a room, or maybe they've had four deaths in a row, maybe from a car accident or something, and they're, you know, there's four people on tables and some other doctor was working on them, and then they all died. Now, you get into that room as a doctor, you're going to feel that energy, and you may think, gee, what if this patient that I'm operating on is going to die? That'd be the fifth death in the room. So right away, he's being taken over with mind energy, and also the energy in the room, which will be of death. and then he could be in fear and have anxieties. So that's why you want to do room clearing. So think of that as yourself. You know, how do you feel when you walk into that room or that closet that, you know, makes your skin crawl when you open it up and you never have used it? Because maybe something died in that, you know? And it could be a person who died if you have, you know, an older place or something. And so, you know, that's going to attach to you. So back to you.
Okay. All right. So the question says, CLS special clearing and or infusion chamber clearing. Is the special clearing more horsepower than an unlimited infusion chamber, or are both similar healings?
They're both similar. Yeah, I'd say they're both similar. The special clearing is for you to do a whole lifetime clearing. The light infusion chamber, which is what I think you're talking about, is only going to clear you in the now for what you're requesting. It will not go back throughout your life and clean you out. Will it make you feel better? Yeah, typically it would. But you need to use a special clearing to do it for a whole lifetime. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this one says, staying in a box. Question, is it possible that those who don't want to move on or get a healing are reacting to a program, and could this be entity related? Yeah.
So what I understand is you first had the idea to do a clearing, and then you got told inside of your head not to do it. So that would be an entity coming in, especially if you're doing an entity clearing. You might have 200 entities, emotional bodies living with you, and by all means, man, you're going to evict these people. Are they going to want to be evicted if they like you? Maybe you have 200 past relatives going back, you know, to, you know, say the 1500s or something, and they're all with you. And, you know, where are they going to go to? So they're going to definitely say, I don't want to have an entity clearing. Or maybe they're all dealing with fear because you brought them in with your fear energy. If you clear the fear energy, whole lifetime clearing, they have nothing to attach to, and they got to leave you. Because they only resonate to your fears. So, hope that answered your question.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the next one says, brain rejuvenation feedback. Ever since the day before the day and right after the last few days, I feel my body is catching up to my spirit integration, and the gold oxygen healing infusion is very helpful. Someone suggested to do the magnetic twisted body alignment and the harmonic frequency clearing. I have not done this yet. I have the unlimited light infusion healing chamber, or if not, can I do the spirit integration as another option?
Well, the spirit integration, you know, could help you, you know, but it will not help you. Let's go this route if you haven't cleaned yourself out to give it a space to come into you. So, you know, a lot of people leave that spirit integration or spirit, we'll say maybe infusion, whatever we have listed there, up on their computer all the time. So when they do a clearing, if there's a space, a little cubby hole, like a, you know, mailbox, you know, safe deposit box or something, if that gets cleared out, then instantly your spirit can come into you. But if you don't clean out your body of all the judgments that are taking hold in your little, say, safe deposit boxes, and your spirit is outside of your body because somehow you had, say, maybe just bad thoughts, put it that way, angry thoughts or something, then your spirit didn't want to be with you because it was being having troubles holding that energy of of non-judgment, and now you're judging. So it hopped out of your body momentarily for you to settle down, and something hopped into the box where it was, its house. Now it's inhabiting the house where your spirit used to be, that little, you know, safe deposit box, and you probably got millions of those. And so you can look at it as something hopped into your cell memory. Because remember, nothing is new to you, and you're recycling all the mental thoughts from your ancestors. So now your spirit's outside of your body, and you really don't know that, but you're doing the spirit integration, you know, so it'll come into you. And eventually, a cubbyhole might be available, something might leave, and voila, it pops back in. But trying to force your spirit into your body is not going to do that. You can't command it to come into you unless you have an opening for it to come into. So that's sort of the way it works, you know. And if you're not cleaned out, it can't come in. So back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, and it's always a good idea to have spirit integration healing up just in a separate window running when you're doing any other healing, so that your spirit is constantly moving in as the darkness is moving out. It really helps, and it feels great. Okay, so the next one says, creating the future from the past. I do understand the feeling of dread, and I'm going through this, as I am a contractor supporting an office once again, and the assignment will be ending. In anticipation of this, I'm working the psychic billboard and watching what happens. So far, my manager has been very supportive towards my applications within the company. Thank you for suggesting to run a fear clearing. I will do this. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, very good. And you may even want to just run, you know, the self-empowerment one, because that will get rid of a lot of issues that you may not even know that you have. Remember, that's the Band-Aid clearing to get your jump starter back into life. So if you do that, it might also help you. Normally, you do that clearing with the psychic billboard. But yeah, that's what I would do next, is that one. And if you find an issue that's, you know, really difficult, then you may want to get a whole lifetime clearing, if we have one, you know, for that particular situation that we have listed there. But yeah, it's good, you know. And with your energy, you want to be neutral, you know, like you're getting a job promotion possibly, or being relocated. So, you know, your employer or your manager above you or something is going to see you as being very calm. And they're going to see you, I would say, as being a really strong person, because they know that you could be laid off. And they may watch other people maybe freaking out because they're going to be losing your job, and they'll see you as being calm, and the guy might say, or gal might say, you know, this person, you know, can fill the roles of a new job or a new job title, because they're very calm and collective, and we need that type of person. We don't want somebody who's so emotional that they can't do the job. So right away, they're going to see you as, you know, calm, cool, and collective with that situation, because you're going into typically a traumatic thing by losing your job maybe in a month. So, yeah, by them seeing you that way and by doing the clearing, more than likely they would probably want to keep you. So anything to add with that, Michelle?
Well, I would definitely go with doing the fear clearing, too, on top of that. Like was suggested, and they said they would do. It may seem like mentally you could look at yourself and go, oh, well, I'm not really afraid of anything. But it's not necessarily a case of that. It's more like there's this fear energy in general, like around this planet. And just by default of living here and being in a body, you might pick up on that, and your own personal things may kind of shine through that, and it just kind of takes that away. So I would definitely go with doing that and following through on that.
I could add something, too. So you do the fear clearing, right? And now you happen to see your boss or maybe an interview or just something, you see them in passing. And their perspective is they're in fear of telling you that you are terminated, okay? Because they really like you. So when you get rid of the fear clearing in you or the fear in you, when they look at you, that fear that they would have having to lay you off is gone. And they may not even consider laying you off at that point. Remember, because they're in duality with fear of wanting to keep you or not keep you. So when you do the clearing, there's nothing to resonate to them from you. And they may say, you know, I don't have, you know, we'll just keep this person, you know, because you got rid of their fear of reasons to get rid of you. So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. But you have to work with this clearing psychic billboard probably daily or at least every 2 days and just see how people are responding to you. You know, you can't just go into the clearing and put down one thing and let it run for a month. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to be proactive and see where you are with the situations in front of you. So you're making baby steps toward a new reality, and you have to become responsible for your new reality and how you can change that. So you start changing your psychic billboard for what you want to have happen. So back to you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, and we just have time maybe for one more. It says, a mental question. On the whole life clearings, when you do your maintenance and update work in the specific period box, like past years or months or days or hours, if you clear the past, for example, like the past 3 months, the timer takes about 10 seconds. However, if you clear the past 12 hours, the timer runs for about 10 minutes because you're using a higher number, right? So they're just wondering, they just want to confirm that the 3 month maintenance, because it's only going to the past three, but it's so quick, is it working just as well? Do you understand what they're asking?
Yeah, that's a very good question, yeah. You could change the timer on it too, I believe. So, you know, I would pick the one that has the longest time on it and just run that one. But it will work anyway there because, remember, you're in time watching this thing work, but source energy is out of time. So things start to happen instantly, even though here we're watching the timer work. It's like the clearings that I would do at the expos, you know. I will say, not exactly knowing because I'm not in time, but I'll just say 5 years ago, I realized that, gee, I'm counting to 10 or 20 all the time for these clearings, and it's taken away from me being with the people because counting takes a while to do. So maybe I could, you know, at the very end of a lecture, if I just snap my finger, which is the same thing as me counting, maybe I might have an extra 10 minutes to be with the people. So it works that quickly. So I could count sometimes in the future now, maybe, but typically I just snap my finger, and that works fine because it's out of time. So back to you. I guess we got maybe a little bit to go here, maybe a minute probably, so we could...
Yeah, we just have one more minute. Somebody did respond to what the healing was on Monday, and they're so correct. Now that they say it, I remember it says being killed with bullets from a firing squad in the heart or head. So that's,
oh, yeah, that's
clear.
What we're doing, yeah, firing squad, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it happened for that person, and now it's gone. Yay! Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Totally good.
Okay, so to the mind of heart drop, okay, and so tomorrow, which is Thursday, we have our call getting rid of the clone replicas causing a situation that you're dealing with, a physical body situation. So here we go. Remember, these clones are body snatchers. That's what's happening to you. and we get rid of those energies. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now to facilitate that energy moving, the thoughts to your heart will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go, and say it out loud with me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening to our BBS radio show. And thank you, Michelle, co-hosting, and thanks, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.